Just minutes ago, General Motors announced its second quarter earnings. And before I tell you what they are, let me just remind you that last year, this is the company that filed for bankruptcy. And just by comparison, GM lost $88 billion over a four-year period ending in 2009. So we turn now to Nick Bunkley in Detroit. He writes about the auto industry for our partner, the New York Times. Nick Bunkley, how much did GM earn?
Good morning. GM this morning just said they earned $1.3 billion in the second quarter, which means that the first 6 months of this year, they earned a little bit over $2 billion.
And that is an amazing turnaround. I mean, people keep talking about the turnaround at Ford, but for GM, this is almost more surprising.
Sure. Well, Ford is certainly on a roll, but they didn't have to go through bankruptcy, as we know. GM, as you said, a year out of bankruptcy, and you know, they still obviously have a long way to go to make up any of real sizable portion of that $88 billion that you mentioned that they lost since 2005. But I think really this is, you know, to earn $2 billion in the first half of a year is more than I would say most people looking at this situation last year would have thought.
Any indications on whether this means they will be paying back every cent of the stimulus money from the government and the American taxpayers will no longer own a portion of GM?
Well, this is certainly a good indication that, that the government will be able to get more of its money back. The problem is, of course, that GM has actually paid back everything that they technically owe the government. The rest was converted to the stake that the government does own. That was about $43 billion. And so now the expectation is that tomorrow GM is going to file the paperwork to have its public stock offering within a couple of months, and that's when the government's going to be able to start selling down their shares.
And no longer be a part of the auto industry. And in fact,
this
initial IPO, right, the GM, their plan says they're seeking to raise between $12 and $16 billion in their initial public offering.
Right. Well, the better these numbers coming out of them every quarter for the last couple of quarters have been, the more likely the government is going to be able to get more of that money back. It's still looking like there may be some amount of money that's not recovered, but I know a lot of people thought this was just sort of throwing money down the drain, and at this point it looks like you know, most of the money may get back, and of course the government says that's better than what would happen if GM had collapsed.
Well, Nick Bunkley, let me ask you, where are all of these earnings coming from? Are they coming from increased auto sales? Are they coming from cuts?
Well, it's both, of course. They earned $1.6 billion in North America, which, as we know, was their biggest problem area. So that they're increasing sales here. They're working in a lot more efficient operation. As we know, a lot of people that used to work for GM are now out of jobs, and of course that's part of what's helping them. But they're just a much more efficient operation and don't have everything that was weighing them down before bankruptcy.
All right. Although GM has been announcing job creation as well in recent days, something that the Obama administration is touting. Nick Bunkley writes about the auto industry for our partner, the New York Times. He joined us from Detroit. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.